Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Episode 30. Buongiorno a tutti, siamo all'episodio 30 di Coffee Break Italian e io sono Francesca.
Ciao, sono Katie, come va?
Io sto bene, grazie, io sono Mark, come stai Katie?
Io sto benissimo, ma oggi fa un po' freddo.
Ah, e Francesca, come stai?
Sì, anch'io sto bene, ma fa veramente freddissimo oggi, sì.
Allora, siamo tornati. We're back with another episode of Coffee Break Italian for you. And this is episode 30, three quarters of the way through our first season. And this is quite a special episode. We've got quite a lot to fit in. If you're listening to this as we publish the episode, then you might well be in the middle of winter, in the middle of December, getting ready for the festive season. And of course, in Italy, the festive season is upon all Italians. Francesca is going to be telling us a little bit about how she plans to celebrate Natale.
Sì.
Okay, that's coming later. We've also got some other things to get through today, and we're going to be talking a little more about le descrizioni fisiche.
Sì, dei personaggi famosi.
Anche? Sì. Sì. Ok, so let's get started. Cominciamo.
Va bene.
Allora, per cominciare, torniamo al personaggio di cui Francesca ha parlato la settimana scorsa. You'll remember that Francesca had described a famous Italian in our Caffè Culturale and she is going to reveal who this person is.
Ma
Francesca, puoi ripetere tutto, ma in italiano, tutto in italiano, va bene?
Ok, va bene.
Allora, ascoltate bene. Katie, ascolta bene.
Ok.
Allora, la settimana scorsa ho parlato di un famoso personaggio italiano e questa è la descrizione. La data di nascita di questa persona è il 15 aprile 1452. Lui ha una barba lunga, molto lunga, e è uno scienziato, un artista e anche un inventore. Le sue opere sono molto famose in tutto il mondo e includono l'uomo vitruviano, il cenacolo o l'ultima cena e la Monna Lisa, che è anche conosciuta come la Gioconda.
Allora, avete capito? Katie, hai capito?
Some things.
Okay,
so qualcosa.
We have heard there a full paragraph of Italian, and it just shows you how much you've come on from when we started, and it was only ciao and grazie and things like that. But now we're listening to full paragraphs of Italian, and I am sure that you've understood lots and lots of what Francesca has said. Allora, la domanda è: chi è questa persona?
Allora, Katie, chi è la persona misteriosa?
I think it may be Leonardo da Vinci.
Sì, bravissima, è proprio Leonardo da Vinci.
We hope that you all also guessed that particular person. Now, Francesca is going to be telling us some more famous people a little later in the lesson, so stay tuned for that, and you're going to be guessing who these people are based on the descriptions that she gives. In order to be able to do that, however, we do need to learn a little more vocabulary specifically to do with another aspect of physical description. We can talk about how people are tall. Katie, how would you say he is tall?
Alto.
Mm-hmm. What about he is small?
Basso.
And what about she is slim?
Magra.
Magra. And what about one more? She is tall, old, and beautiful.
Alta, vecchia e bella.
Perfetto.
Bellissima.
Bellissima. Okay. So we are able to describe people physically, but there's also another aspect of physical descriptions that would come in very useful. For example, if we're describing what someone is wearing. Perhaps you have arranged a blind date with someone in Italy and you need to know what they're going to be wearing. Or perhaps you're trying to describe the... Hopefully you're not trying to describe the robber that stole your bag in the market square or something like
let's
that.
Let's stick to the blind date.
We'll stick to the blind date, okay.
L'appuntamento al buio.
Ah, l'appuntamento al buio, in the shadows, in the dark.
Yeah, in the dark.
The appointment in the dark. Blind date, I like that. Okay, so to describe the clothes that someone is wearing, we're going to need the verb to wear. Francesca, come si dice to wear?
Si dice portare.
Portare.
Katie, it's a regular AR verb. Could you conjugate this verb, please?
I'll give it a go. Porto, porti, porta. Portiamo, portate, portano.
Brava, Katie. Ha studiato, Katie.
Ha studiato, sì, benissimo. Allora, porto, I wear. Porti, you wear. Porta, he or she wears. Or indeed, you wear in the polite form. We wear would be...
Portiamo.
You all wear, the plural form.
Portate.
And they wear.
Portano.
And remember that the stress changes in that last one. Portano, they wear. So what would they wear, or what would I wear, or what would you wear? Well, let's learn some words for some different items of clothing. What would be a jacket?
Una giacca.
A nice, easy word to begin with. So, Katie, can you repeat the word for a jacket?
Una giacca.
Una giacca.
Just one thing while we're repeating these words. We had a comment on the website earlier this week where someone was saying, why does Katie wait so long before she repeats those words? But the reason is, of course, so that you can all repeat after Francesca, and then Katie will repeat after you. So if you're listening along, no matter where you are, you should be repeating these words and phrases after Francesca. That gives you the chance to practice your pronunciation. So let's do a jacket.
Una giacca.
Una giacca.
Okay, now we can also add an adjective to that giacca, because we can say if the giacca is a particular colour, or perhaps it would be a big giacca or a small giacca and so on. So let's learn, well, let's repeat some of the different colours that we could say. How would we say, Francesca, a black jacket?
Una giacca nera.
Una giacca nera.
So, Katie, how would you say, my brother is wearing a black jacket?
Mio fratello porta una giacca nera.
Perfetto.
Mio fratello porta una giacca nera.
Now, we learned a few other colours when we were talking about eyes and hair. One colour that we didn't learn yet would be white, or similar to the word blank in English. How would we say a white jacket?
Well, white is bianco, mm-hmm. So una giacca bianca.
Remember, giacca is feminine, therefore bianco, the word for white, in this case would be bianca. Mm-hmm. Una giacca bianca.
Sì, una giacca bianca.
Una giacca bianca.
Okay, let's learn some other pieces of clothing. What about a pair of trousers?
Un paio di pantaloni.
Un paio di pantaloni.
So literally a pair of trousers. How would we then say he is wearing a pair of black trousers?
Porta un paio di pantaloni neri.
Porta un paio di pantaloni neri.
Okay. Francesca, would you always say porta un paio di pantaloni? Do you have to say a pair of, or can you just say he's wearing black trousers?
You can say he's wearing black trousers, but you need to add what is called the partitive article.
Okay, so what would that be?
Porta dei pantaloni neri.
So that's like combining D and E.
Yes.
Dei, so it means some.
Yeah, literally kind of like it means literally some. Yeah.
So we'll come back to that in a future episode. Porta dei pantaloni neri.
Sì.
Porta dei pantaloni neri.
Porta dei pantaloni neri.
Porta dei pantaloni neri.
Okay, so don't worry too much about that partitive article. We will definitely be coming back to that because it's jolly important in Italian. But we'll maybe hear some further examples of that as we go on and describe more clothes. What about if his trousers were blue? What word would we use there?
Well, it depends if you're talking about dark blue or light blue. If it's dark blue, we also say blu in Italian. If it's light blue, we're going to use the word we use to describe eyes color, for example.
Can you remember that word, Katie?
Azzurri.
Okay, sì. Gli occhi azzurri, green eyes, blue eyes even. but in this case, we also have the word blue. Blue doesn't change.
No.
It's a wonderful word.
Yes, it's invariable.
You don't need to worry about azzurro, azzurra, azzurri, azzurre. In this case, you just use blue for all of them. So how would we say, my sister is wearing blue trousers?
Mia sorella porta un paio di pantaloni blu.
Mia sorella porta un paio di pantaloni blu.
Okay, Katie, can you work out how you would say my sister is wearing some light blue trousers, and use the partitive article this time. Use the other version, not un paio di, but the other one.
Mia sorella porta dei pantaloni azzurri.
Bravissima. Okay, mia sorella porta dei pantaloni
azzurri.
I was going to say blue there again. Okay, so we've got a jacket.
Una giacca.
We've got some trousers.
Dei pantaloni.
What about a skirt?
Una gonna.
Una gonna.
I always think of that like a gown. It's like a gown, but it's half a gown.
Sì.
So una gonna, a skirt. Let's add in a few others. What about a shirt?
Una camicia.
Una camicia.
And is the same word used for a blouse?
That's a different word. It's camicetta.
So another feminine word?
Una camicetta, sì.
Una camicetta.
And what about a t-shirt?
You can say una t-shirt if you want, but then the actual word is una maglietta.
So the GL sound in there, let's hear it again.
Una maglietta.
I think we've done this before. Una maglietta.
I think when we were doing the tourist shopping, when
souvenir
we were shopping for
shopping,
souvenirs,
yes.
Yes, uh-huh. So una maglietta, a t-shirt. What about, I'm trying to think what else we might want to describe.
Shoes?
Oh, great minds think alike. Can you say that in Italian? Is there an expression for great minds think alike?
I can't really think of an equivalent in Italian. You might just want to translate it literally, something like le grandi menti pensano allo stesso modo.
So the great minds think in the same way.
Yes.
Okay.
The English one is much nicer. Sorry.
That's okay. So we did indeed think of the same thing there, Katie. We said shoes, and shoes in Italian are?
Le scarpe.
Le scarpe.
So a feminine plural thing there. How would we talk about black shoes then? I wonder if our listeners can work this one out. Black shoes. She is wearing black shoes. Katie?
Porta le scarpe nere.
Molto bene. Porta le scarpe nere.
Perfetto. There is just one other thing I can think of that we might want to describe clothes-wise, and that would be a dress, particularly if you're getting ready for a night out at this time of year.
For your blind date.
For your blind date, of course. Yeah, well, personally, I would not go in a dress, but that's another story. So a dress would be?
Un vestito.
Un vestito.
Okay, let's add in a couple of other colours here. We've done white, we've done black, we've done blue. What about a yellow dress? Making a statement there. A yellow dress.
Un vestito giallo. Oh,
I don't think, Francesca, that got the same look as the pizza al pollo there.
Sì.
Okay, so a yellow dress, if yellow is your thing, then a yellow dress would be?
Un vestito giallo.
Un vestito giallo.
So the word for yellow is?
Giallo.
Giallo. Now, I think giallo is an interesting one because it's also used for a particular type of book in Italian.
Sì, we say i gialli for detective stories.
And why is that?
I think because when they were initially published, their front cover was yellow.
That's so. Exactly. Well, that's what I'd heard. I'm not going to tell you whether you're right or not. So I gialli are the detective novels. And if you go to a bookshop, you'll see gialli in the bookshop describing detective novels.
We also have another color for books. I romanzi rosa for love stories. Okay. Pink stories.
So let's hear pink again.
Rosa. Rosa.
And rosa is another word that's interesting because it doesn't change
it's
either.
It's like blue.
It's like blue. Uh-huh. So it's always rosa, regardless of what you're describing. So let's say a pink dress.
Un vestito rosa. Un vestito rosa.
Or what about, let's do purple.
Viola.
Okay, and again, another one that's not going to change.
Yes.
It's like violet.
Si.
So a purple pair of trousers. A pair of purple trousers. Making a statement again.
Un paio di pantaloni viola. Un paio di pantaloni viola.
Okay, and another colour we've not done is orange. Orange would be?
Arancione.
Now, this one ends in E, mm-hmm. the letter E, so arancione. So what happens in the feminine form?
Singular?
Yeah.
It's the same.
It's the same. So we could talk about an orange t-shirt.
Una maglietta arancione.
Una maglietta arancione.
Or we could talk about orange trousers. In that case, the word would change to its plural form. And if it ends in the letter E in the singular, it will change to an I in the plural.
Sì, bravo.
Grazie.
Un paio di pantaloni arancioni.
Un paio di pantaloni arancioni.
Okay. And of course, if we're talking about orange shoes, shoes being feminine plural, it would stay as arancioni.
Sì, le scarpe arancioni.
Le scarpe arancioni.
Okay, I'm just thinking my son has a pair of orange trainers, like football boots type trainers. What are trainers?
Scarpe da ginnastica.
Ah, so shoes for gymnastics, literally.
Sì, sì.
Scarpe da ginnastica.
Sì.
So I could say, mio figlio porta un paio di scarpe da ginnastica. I've forgotten the color.
Arancioni.
Arancioni.
Sì, sì. Okay. You could also say, mio figlio porta delle scarpe da ginnastica. This is the feminine plural partitive, but don't worry about that.
Yeah, so that's another partitive article, dei in the masculine plural and delle in the feminine plural. But as Francesca rightly says, don't worry about that just now. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, lots of clothes, lots of colours. I think we're about ready to describe lots of people.
Okay.
But we're going to do that in a little while, because before we do that, we're going to stop for a little caffè culturale natalizio.
Sì, perfetto. Today, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Christmas, il Natale, and all the traditions, le tradizioni, which characterize this special time of the year for Italians. Although every Italian region is different, you can find in every Italian home, from north to south, not only a Christmas tree, un albero di Natale, but also a nativity scene, or crib, il presepe. The city of Naples, Napoli in particular, is very famous for its presepi,
And there you can find the best statuine, figures, you've ever seen. On Christmas Eve, la vigilia di Natale, Italians do not normally eat meat for dinner, but they have fish instead. Dinner continues till very late when it's time to go to the traditional midnight mass, la messa di mezzanotte. In my village, after mass, a huge bonfire is lit in the square right outside the church, and we all have mulled wine and panettone while saying Buon Natale, Merry Christmas to one another. After mass, children go home to see if Babbo Natale, Father Christmas, has visited with some presents, dei regali. You heard me saying that we have panettone, and in fact panettone together with pandoro are two staples of Italian Christmas. They are two types of cake which we can only eat during the festive season. Personally, I love my pandoro covered in tiramisu cream. Of course, there are many other delicious dishes you can enjoy at Christmas. Torrone, struffoli napoletani, tortellini in brodo, cappone, insalata russa. Well, the list could really go on forever.
Wow, that sounds so good.
Delizioso.
Sì.
Adesso ho fame.
Sì, ho l'acquolina in bocca.
Maybe you can bring some back for us after Christmas.
I will see. Or maybe you could come to Italy and try it.
Chissà. Now we're cutting Francesca short here with us primarily because we're too hungry now and we need to go and have some pandoro or panettone. But there is lots more to say about the traditions of Christmas time and New Year, and indeed another feast which happens in Italy on the 6th of January, and that is the Epiphany. But we'll put that information into our bonus episode, so you can look forward to listening to more information about all the traditions in our bonus episode for this week. Now, let's come back to our discussion of physical descriptions and indeed talking about what people are wearing. And we're going to put your Italian to the test now with an identity quiz. Francesca has come up with five personalities and she's going to describe them entirely in Italian. And you and we have to identify who these people are. Allora, Katie, sei pronta?
Sì.
E Francesca, sei pronta?
Sì, 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 sono molto
Andiamo.
Pronta. Ok, allora, numero uno. Questa donna è bellissima. Ha i capelli biondi e mossi. È alta e magra. Ha un neo. A mole. Canta molto bene. Buon compleanno.
Allora, Katie, sai?
Any ideas, Mark?
I've got one idea. Let's hear it again.
Does she wear a vestito bianco?
Buona domanda.
Sì, okay. Porta un vestito bianco.
Okay, let's review what we know about this person.
Okay, allora, è una donna bellissima.
Katie?
She's a very beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm.
Ha i capelli biondi e mossi.
She has blonde curly hair.
Sì, wavy.
Wavy.
Wavy,
mossi.
Yeah.
È alta e magra.
She's tall and slim.
And then there's a new word. Ha un neo.
And you said that was a mole.
Sì, bravissima, un neo. Canta molto bene, buon compleanno.
She sings happy birthday very well.
Okay, and you also came up with another idea about this person as you were guessing who it was?
Yes, I asked if she wears a white dress.
Sì, brava, porta un vestito bianco molto elegante.
Allora, Katie, chi è questa persona?
I think it may be Marilyn Monroe.
Sì, giusto, è Marilyn Monroe.
Bravissima. Okay, let's go on to number two.
Sì, numero due. Allora, questo bambino, attenzione, è un bambino, è molto attivo e simpatico. È basso e abbastanza magro. Ha i capelli corti e biondi, ma sua madre ha i capelli mossi e blu.
Mamma mia, è un po' strano questo bambino.
La mamma è un po' strana.
Forse tutta la famiglia è un po' strana.
Sì, devo dire di sì.
Ok, Katie, hai domande?
Sì, è cattivo.
A volte è un po' cattivo, sì.
E anche è giallo?
Sì, tutta la famiglia è gialla.
I think you've worked out who this one may be.
Bart Simpson.
Sì, bravissima, è Bart Simpson.
Perfetto. Ok, let's continue. Let's go and do number three.
Ok, numero tre. Questo signore è abbastanza vecchio e ha i capelli bianchi, un po' lunghi e un po' mossi. Ha i baffi, ma non ha la barba. Lui è molto intelligente e fa lo scienziato.
Ah, interessante. Quest'uomo è ancora vivo?
No, purtroppo no, è morto.
Ok, un uomo molto intelligente.
Molto.
Ok, con i capelli bianchi.
Sì.
Ok, io ho una idea, okay. Katie, sai tu?
Onigo Mark.
Ok, penso, secondo me, è Albert Einstein.
Sì, bravissimo, è Albert Einstein.
Allora, numero 4.
Numero 4, va bene. Questa giovane mamma è molto bella e famosa. Ha i capelli castani, lunghi e un po' mossi. È alta, magra e ha gli occhi verdi. Ha un figlio che si chiama George e una figlia che si chiama Charlotte. Qualche idea?
Allora, io ho una idea.
È facile questa.
Forse, Katie, hai un'idea?
Anch'io.
Ok, chi è?
Kate Middleton.
Sì.
La principessa.
La principessa Kate.
Ok,
sì.
Perfetto. Allora, facciamo l'ultimo.
Sì, l'ultimo. Attenzione. È abbastanza alto e molto grasso. Ha i capelli bianchi e anche la barba bianca. Porta un vestito rosso. Vive in Finlandia, ma viaggia molto per lavoro.
Soprattutto in questo periodo dell'anno.
Sì, in questo periodo è molto impegnato.
In inverno.
In inverno, certo. Allora, secondo me... Ah, Katie, vuoi rispondere tu?
I'll let you have this one, Mark.
Oh, che gentile. Okay.
Secondo me è Babbo Natale.
Bravissimo, è proprio Babbo Natale.
Perfetto. Allora, è quasi tutto per oggi. That's almost all for today.
Sì, un episodio lunghissimo.
Lunghissimo, yeah, with lots of interesting Italian, but also a little bit of a challenge for you too. If you'd like more, then there are a few more chi è questions for you in the bonus episode this week, where you can test your language skills a little further. And of course, as we mentioned, Francesca is going to be telling us a little more about the end of the year, the New Year celebrations.
Sì. E anche l'Epifania.
And also the Epiphany. And that all happens in the bonus episode. If you'd like to access that bonus episode, you can find all the information about it at coffeebreakitalianplus.com. And of course, accessing the bonus materials means that you get access to our video versions and indeed our lesson notes.
You've been listening to Francesca's identity quiz, so now it's your turn. Why don't you have a go at describing someone and we can all have a guess? You can post your comments on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian.
And don't forget, you can also find us on Twitter at Learn Italian. So I think this is our last episode before Christmas.
It is indeed.
So it's time for me to say Buon Natale to all our listeners.
Buon Natale e buon anno.
e buon anno, happy new year when it comes. And of course, thank you for staying with us throughout this year. And there's plenty more Italian coming next year from Coffee Break Italian. For now, thank you very much. Grazie molte e arrivederci.
Ciao, auguri a tutti.
Ciao.
This is a production of the Radio Lingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.